This is a poem called Bystanders. It's another story. These first poems are all stories of a sort. When it snowed hard, cars failed at the hairpin turn above the house. They'd slur offline and drift to a ditch, or creep back down, the driver squinting out from a half-open door, his hindsight glazed by snow on the rear window and cold breath on the mirrors. Soon he'd be at the house to use the phone and peer a few feet out the kitchen window at the black night and insulating snow. Those were the uphill cars. One night, a clump of them had gathered at the turn, and I'd gone out to make my usual remark, something smug about pride, disguised as something about machines and snow, and to be in a clump myself. Then, over the hill brow, 1 mile up the road, came two pale headlights and the whine of a car doing 50 downhill through 4 tufted inches of snow atop a thin sheet of new ice. That shut us up, and we turned in thrall, like grass in wind, to watch the car and all its people die. Their only chance would be never to break, but to let the force of their folly carry them as if it were a law of physics where it would. And since the hill was straight until the hairpin turn, they might make it that far. And so we unclumped fast from the turn and its scatter of abandoned cars, and down the hill it came, the accident. How beautifully shaped it was, like an arrow, this violent privation and story I would have, and it was only beginning. It must have been going 70 when it somehow insinuated through the cars we'd got as far away from as we could, and it left the road where the road left a straight downhill line. Halfway down the Morgan's boulder and stump-strewn meadow, it clanged and yawed. One door flew open like a wing, and then it rolled and tossed in the surf of its last momentum, and there was no noise from it. The many I'd imagined in the car were only one. A woman wiped blood from his crushed face with a Tampax, though he was dead, and we stood in the field and stuttered. Back at the turn, two collies barked at the snowplow with its blue light turning mildly, at the wrecker, at the police, to whom we told our names and what we saw. So we began to ravel from the stunned, calm, single thing we had become by not dying, and the county cleared the turn, and everyone went home, and while the plow dragged up the slick hill, the staunch clank of its chains, the county cleared the field.